Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing women and girls' access to reproductive health in Yemen. Part 1. Introduction. Yemen's continuing conflict has had devastating consequences on the country's severely underfunded, overstretched, and damaged healthcare system. The conflict has disrupted healthcare services, causing limited access, with women bearing a disproportionate share of the burden. Across the country, healthcare needs are rising, primarily as a result of difficulties accessing medical services and medications. Needs are especially rising among women and girls of childbearing age, who face a plethora of barriers impeding their access to timely sexual and reproductive health services. At least 5.5 million women and girls of childbearing age require SRH services across the country, their lives at risk from pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum-related complications. Maternal mortality rates in Yemen remain alarmingly high, at 43.3 per 1,000 lives births in 2021, with a woman dying in childbirth every 2 hours, predominantly from entirely preventable causes. As Yemen is one of the poorest countries in the world, accessing basic needs, such as medicine, is increasingly out of reach for many, further aggravating health risks for women and girls in need of essential SRH services. This situation is worsened by cultural and logistical barriers, which further impede access to SRH services. This report explores the availability of SRH services in Yemen and the multidimensional challenges faced by women and girls in accessing available services, highlighting the intersection of cultural, economic, and structural barriers. This report also explores the availability of and access to three key areas of SRH services: gender-based violence health responses, family planning services, and maternal health care. Part 2. Key messages. A. There are severe gaps in SRH service availability. Over 5.5 million women and girls of childbearing age lack sufficient access to timely reproductive health care in Yemen. Of the functioning health facilities across the country, only about 20% provide complete maternal or neonatal care, leaving women and girls vulnerable to pregnancy complications and maternal mortality and newborns with heightened health needs at risk of worsening health outcomes. Only 5% of health facilities offer clinical management of rape services. B. SRH services are insufficient in rural areas. Women and girls in rural areas of Yemen face disproportionately high maternal mortality rates as a result of more limited access to maternal healthcare services, poverty, high transportation costs, and delays reaching facilities. Access to other forms of SRH services are also typically more limited compared to urban areas. C. Gender norms perpetuate practices with potentially harmful effects, including female genital mutilation and child marriage, which are deeply rooted in cultural traditions and often normalized by communities, increasing girls' risks of negative reproductive health outcomes. D. Gender norms and associated mobility restrictions impede women and girls' access to SRH services. Gender norms typically require women to be treated by female doctors, but these are scarce, especially in rural areas, because of cultural restrictions and a lack of financial incentives for staff to consider working in remote locations. Mobility restrictions on women and girls, such as the mahram requirement, further inhibit their ability to independently access SRH services, particularly in areas under DFA control, if travel to a different governorate is required to access services. E. Poverty severely limits economically vulnerable women and girls' access to SRH services, as financial constraints force reliance on costly private clinics amid a deteriorating public healthcare system. Impoverished women and girls, particularly in rural areas, face higher maternal mortality rates as a result of unaffordable services, transportation barriers, and widespread humanitarian needs. F. Declining funding poses challenges to SRH service continuity. Yemen's healthcare system remains heavily reliant on international support, but recent funding reductions have posed significant challenges. Drops in funding of key SRH responders have led to the suspension of critical programs, including maternal and child health services, resulting in the potential closure of over 1,000 facilities in 2024 and affecting access to essential care for women and girls of childbearing age. Part 3, Availability of Sexual and Reproductive Health Services in Yemen. The continuing crisis in Yemen has had a devastating impact on the already fragile public health system, with a significant portion of Yemen's infrastructure and healthcare system severely damaged or destroyed. According to the 2025 Humanitarian Needs and Response Plan, approximately 35% of the 5,345 health facilities assessed are only partially functional, while around 5% are non-functional. Among the limited health facilities that are operational, few have comprehensive SRH services. Reflecting this, the 2025 HNRP notes that only 22% of primary healthcare centers and 50% of district hospitals provide comprehensive maternal and newborn health service packages. The limited availability of functioning healthcare facilities is further aggravated by a lack of essential resources, including medical supplies, a stable power supply, adequate equipment, and specialized medical staff. While these challenges are widespread across the country, they are especially pronounced in rural regions where access to healthcare is most limited. Functioning healthcare facilities tend to be concentrated in urban areas, resulting in a significant lack of both medical facilities and physicians in rural areas. Governorates further away from central cities also face greater shortages of maternity beds, which, as more than 70% of Yemen's population reside in rural areas and approximately 42% reside over an hour's travel from the nearest fully or partially operational public hospital, is a significant factor. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.